From London, it's the Wired.co.uk podcast, episode 57 for Christmas Day, 2011. On the show this week, it's our podcast Christmas Outtakes Special. 20 minutes of bits deemed a little bit too off-topic, bizarre or daft to make the last 30 or so episodes. Sensible shows on the TV seem to have outtake specials at Christmas, so why should we be any different? Truth be told, when you hear the show each week, we've typically chopped out about 10 minutes or so from the original recording. We have a tendency to let our minds wander during some stories, and those mind wanderings often delve into the murky waters of the weird. So, it's Christmas, we're all at home, so it seemed like the perfect time to let some of them out into the world. We hope you enjoy them. Happy Christmas. Should I do a hoi hoi again this week?
No, don't.
Yo! Ahoy to the hoi again. It's...
Okay, sorry. No, you could do it if you want to.
Ahoy hoi, I'm Nate Langston, of course, and I'm the editor of Wired.co.uk.
What do you mean, of course? People haven't listened to this before.
They've heard it loads of times.
Yeah, but some people might be coming to it now. From London, it's the Wired.co.uk podcast.
Sod off. We've got the very latest tech, science, atomic clock and bicycle wheel developments to discuss as we peel back the skin on this week's melon of Wired.
And also, you wouldn't peel a melon's skin,
no,
would you?
No.
It was originally banana.
You'd crack open.
What do you do
flesh.
To a melon?
You kind of sleeve it open.
Yeah. Slice into the melon, wouldn't you? You would slice.
Slice the melon.
It's a bit more like in Fruit Ninja than in.
Yeah.
In we cleave our samurai sword of insight into the melon of. It's getting a bit day to day, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. As we
because fact into doubt won't go.
Balls of eye. Eyeballs, they're known as. They're known as?
No. Please, no.
What's wrong with that?
It's just too far.
What do you mean?
That crossed a line in the sand.
No, I liked it. Go on, do it again.
Ad break. Future of sex, orgasms, and sexy time.
Yeah.
This is a thought experiment. I think you described it very well.
Yeah. In about 20 years, according to a futurologist, we may be able to record our sensory experiences like sex by recording all of the kind of physical stimuli that we have when we have sex and then record them and relive them either through wearing some kind of weird sex suit or by having a...
You should have put that in the article.
Or by having just directly stimulating your brain with a little kind of chip or something.
They've worked on the roads for 100 years, but are traffic lights really the best way to halt users from stumbling across copyright infringing content on the interwebs? We'll squeeze some opinion juice. Fun intro.
Opinion juice.
Like that.
Yeah.
It's a good intro, but I've got to get this out in one go. Right, let's leave physics, Duncan. Let's talk climate change.
Which is sort of based on physics.
Yes, I suppose so. It's something I know that is very close to your aortic pump.
Yes, indeed. What do you want me to go from there?
This is a weird bit.
Here's one for the chopping board.
Oh, it's because I haven't eaten again. You know what that is? It's because I haven't eaten again. I had
well,
no
come
Christmas
on, if we
breakfast.
Hurry up, we'll then be able to eat soon.
All right. We're not eating. What was it you said I was eating yesterday? Oh, it wasn't you. It was someone else sat next to in the Wired Christmas lunch. You sort of saw that I was doing my usual thing of not ordering what everyone else was having. I said, oh, Nate, have you ordered, like, what, a unicorn hoof?
You wouldn't eat a
you
unicorn
You wouldn't eat
hoof.
A unicorn hoof.
I was going to say, no,
way
I wouldn't. I might
exotic.
Eat a very well-done bit of unicorn, you know, flank or, you know.
I wonder what it would taste like, sort of
horse.
Beef with sherbet.
I don't know, kind of like sugary horse meat.
Yeah.
I mean, you've eaten a horse, Liv.
I've eaten some horse meat.
You know those things that you, those that candy that you eat and it sort of pops in your mouth? It would be a bit like
yes,
that.
Yes, it would be. Yeah. Meaty, popping candy. That sounds rank.
Yeah.
But, hey.
That's what unicorns taste like.
That is.
That's the weirdest thing we've ever talked about on the podcast.
Thus far.
Okay.
It's one for next week.
It is definitely one for next week. They could really take on the will it blend guys with this, couldn't it? You know, will it explode? And they put consumer electronics devices into the middle of a giant Tesla coil. Anyway, I think we've talked about this long enough. My mind is racing with biological objects that we could blow up. And quite frankly, the images in my head are quite terrifying. So
is one of them an egg?
No, but a chicken would be fun.
That seems a bit cruel.
It is. Well, a dead chicken, not a real one.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Cook it.
I wouldn't.
It is Thanksgiving.
I'm giving thanks to explosions.
That would need to be a turkey then, wouldn't it?
Well,
or actually,
yeah,
you need to
true.
Save the turkey.
I don't know. I don't really want to blow up a chicken. I'm going to cut this out, probably. Yeah.
Yeah, we're rambling a little bit.
Hang on, were you setting me up for...
Yes, yeah. I was.
Oh, for f*** sake, self. Jesus, an egg. Did I talk over you? At the end of the
no.
egg bit?
Don't
Can you say it again,
so,
just in
no.
case?
What did I actually say?
You said, what, like
we
an
need
egg?
To think of biological things to blow up, and you said, like an egg.
What, like an egg?
Yes, like an egg. And thanks for that, Duncan, because that leads me nicely into our next story, which is that, do you remember Izzy, Liv? You know that Izzy? No,
Dizzy.
No.
I read my note wrong. Do you remember Dizzy Liv, that egg character from video games of old?
Of course I bloody do.
Well, they're bringing him back.
I know that.
Yeah. So let's crack on. What's going on? Who is Dizzy?
Can we start this again?
You just said the story.
No.
And also when you said, do you remember Dizzy Liv, I was going to go, yeah, it's like that time when she spun round and round and round. Never mind.
I don't remember this. Okay.
Okay. So egg.
Egg.
Like an egg.
Yes, exactly like an egg, Duncan, which very nicely...
Are you all right this afternoon?
No, apparently not.
You mean like an egg?
Hang on. I want to think of a segue that's better than that.
Is that like a whippet crossed with a miniature schnauzer?
Oh,
a snippet.
You should totes invent that.
The full schnauzer.
Oh, that has to be invented. I'm going to talk to my mum because she's actually got a whippet. I thought it was a lurcher till recently.
Miniature schnauzers are quite small. Getting one to mate with a whippet would be quite...
And she's also been spayed, so might make it doubly difficult.
And, I need a pun for this. What's a good whale pun?
But I think we'll fin there.
What?
Yeah.
Finish. Fin.
Oh,
whale
oh,
fin.
Oh, I've got another one. They're really just blubbering.
What?
No, because then they'd be crying.
It's blubbing, isn't it?
Blub. Blubber. Okay, whatever.
Blub. Oh, I see. Blubber.
Bollocks to that.
I think it's going to make waves.
That's quite good.
It's not that great. Well, that's quite the tale.
It is quite the tale. We'll have to see what comes out of it. 1, 2. These are Nate's lips in your ears for the next few years. Happy Christmas.
This Christmas and... next Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is a baby mammoth.
It's a glacier.
Where do you think glacier mint's from?
It's a glacier. I promise you it's a glacier.
Well, can't you pronounce things
or
differently?
Glacier, if you want, but...
That word's lost all meaning to me now,
glacier.
By the way.
Well, when I was in France, they all called it glacier.
Big lump of ice surrounded by polar bears.
Also, it's kind of more... It's not actually a glacier, is it? It's just a big lump of ice.
Well, yeah, but it's, I think it's an easy way to intro and then go on.
I might have some samples for that intro.
American samples. Glacier,
well, you can...
British glacier or glacier.
Whatevs.
Well, one way that we may be able to charge these batteries is to use tidal power.
Do you want to do that again, but without sounding like a douche?
Yeah, I really do. I really do. Welcome back to the studio, Duncan.
Thank you very much.
Fine.
I've been in orbit.
Fine work. Fine work.
Can we start that again? I don't want to say I've been in orbit.
Okay.
That's really stupid.
Well, if you want to find out how long you've been ignored for, what you're going to need is a clock. And apparently, another hate...
I was silently rolling my eyes, okay. So it was fine. Do carry on.
Yeah, how do you roll your eyes noisily?
Yeah, God, I'd hate to hear that.
Oh, actually, did you see there was that guy in the papers who has a problem whereby he can hear his eyeballs move?
Oh, Christ.
And it's like a really debilitating problem because all you hear is this really irritating noise of your eyeballs, and it's very, very rare kind of syndrome that someone you can have.
Ash poopy, Liv. This is one of yours. This is a innovative new way to more conveniently and 21st century it's a new way of processing dog waste, yeah?
Yeah. So instead of having to pick it up in a little plastic bag, carry that horrible little warm baggie around with you until you find a poo bin, this device is amazing. It basically, you put it over the poo. It's a kind of a long wand-shaped device, and it simultaneously...
Oh, God. I'm sorry, you did the hand diagram.
Listeners can't see what you just did with your hands.
You know those, Becky.
Oh, my God.
Composure.
Okay. I can't remember where I was.
Okay.
So you said...
A long wand-shaped device. So you said, this device is amazing.
This device is amazing. It's a kind of long wand shape, and you pop the end over... Sorry.
You pop.
Yeah, you pop the end over the dog poo, and it simultaneously chops it up like a kind of Magi Mix,
like a sort and, of strimmer,
and incinerates it at the same time. You know, like one of those little handheld kind of food processors you get that you put into a bowl and it kind of liquidizes things. It's like one of those, but.
And tell me again exactly why doing this to a poo is a good thing.
Well, the A.
Hang on, wait. I just need a minute. It was those hand diagrams.
I'd really like to ride a pony of some sort because ponies are quite cool, but I'm quite tall, so my legs would probably trail on the ground.
Yeah, it'd be a bit mean on a pony if you rode it.
Yeah.
You need a big police horse.
Yeah. A whopper.
I really want a police horse. They're just so, you know,
nonplussed. Didn't you chase a police horse on your bike?
Well, no. I rode behind one. I didn't chase it. No.
That's what they all say.
I would have probably cycled into its bum.
I was just running behind it.
Liv, did I tell you that I now have a level 7 horse on the My Horse app?
I don't even know what that means.
I'll show you later.
Does it suddenly grow wings and get a horn?
Have you got double fetlocks?
I don't have double fetlocks, no.
Fetlocks of +4 whinnying.
Yeah. Giddy up.
I don't know what that means. I'm assuming it's something to do with World of Warcraft.
No. It's the My Horse game on the iPhone.
I realise that's the My Horse game. Yeah. But the point system.
The +4 whatevers. Yeah, that's just like an RPG trope.
It's an RPG thing. And this is more like an HPG, a horse playing game.
Yeah.
Massively good. Multiplayer horse playing game.
Drawing another horse.
Yeah, I wouldn't do a better one now.
No, it has to be that first one.
No.
Yeah. I used to be able to do a fantastic horse impression. Way better than that.
Go on then.
Go on then.
No.
What? You can't say way better than that and then not even try.
I can do that. That's
yeah.
That's
all it was.
Go on, better if I had... hear yours.
That was brilliant.
Oh my God.
Oh. That's the. Thank you for that, Liv. Thank you for that moment.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Right, we need to finish the show.
I know you're not into, you know, tastes.
I'm not into food. I just don't like taste. Yeah. You know what I mean? I like boring, basic food.
You eat to live rather than...
I eat to survive. If I could just have a pill that made hunger go away, I would take it.
Okay.
That'd be great. Get on it. NASA.
No.
I would happily eat Twixes.
But you can appreciate the funness of like creating things into shape, turning food into different shapes, like those bento boxes with Hello Kitty stuff.
What do you mean, like alpha bites?
Like cats.
I have not forgotten. I've got one with Totoro for killing those.
Yeah, I mean that is fun.
I eat anything shaped like a letter.
Very well.
Mm. I like that ham. What's that meat that's shaped like a bear face?
That's what? Not Japanese.
Not Japanese. No, they sell it in Morrison's.
Yeah. What? I've never seen.
Have
that.
You not?
No, that is sick and wrong.
I've just had an email saying, we're sorry to say that we're having to postpone our Halloween press event. We'll be in touch soon to reschedule. When are you going to postpone it too?
Yeah. Sorry.
Next year.
Sorry, we can't do this Christmas this year. Are you free on the 3rd of January?
Yeah. That's brilliant. And the last one is, do you have any thoughts on the prediction of this year's big Christmas gift toys?
Okay.
I don't. Does anyone else?
What's a toy? I want towels for Christmas.
There's lots of robot-y that I saw on a TV show at the gym the other day, but I don't know.
Liv, do you mean to sound stoned?
What's it called? Fruit and Fibre. Kellogg's Fruit and Fibre.
Tell me closer.
Cereal.
You're always closer.
Yeah, I do get quite close. Kellogg's Fruit and Fibre cereal, which has bananas in it, and but they're dried.
What?
And I seem to be okay with dried bananas.
Oh, bollocks. You can't be allergic to dried version, the non-dried version.
Why not?
Because it's the same chemical makeup, just without the water in it. Well, so you're allergic to water.
But if it... Because it's what it is in my... Like, it affects my mouth, not my stomach. So if it kind of stays dry enough until it gets down into my stomach, it'll be fine.
You can't... So you just swallow things whole. So you should swallow bananas just without chewing them.
I could try that.
They're really good for you.
Liv, steady.
What? Actual bananas.
Actual bananas. Oh, it's because we're talking about sex in this week's show, isn't it? We've all gone wrong.
How long are you going to grow your beard until you start cutting it?
I don't know. Well, no, I've been trimming it to make it neat. Yeah, I've just it's
you grow a good beard.
Thank you. Yeah, it's amazing how many comments from men you get on having a beard.
Yeah,
I think it's the one thing that men seem to feel inherently comfortable with complimenting each
Guys
other.
Guys are like, dude, good beard.
Yeah, it is. I think it's like I don't
just
think
like
there, I don't think there are any other body parts that men compliment each other on more than a beard.
It's not really a body part. It's like
it's
body.
Accoutrement.
I don't know. It's a face
dressing.
Product. It's a face product, isn't it?
Face product.
Well, it's face software. The face is the hardware. This is the OS.
Shitty cover that you put onto your iPhone.
Yeah.
Not. It's not saying it's a beard. I'm just saying it's not.
No. Well, you just complimented
it. It's removable.
I don't know. This is about as long as I'm going to let it get.
I think you should grow it really long and start to plait it.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, System of a Down style.
Oh, yes.
That
yeah.
Good.
And he had two, actually. He had two at one point.
Yeah.
Do you know the reference I'm making?
Is it not a band with those horrible
Jump,
little...
Jump, poke, 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 bounce.
Yeah. That's probably one of their least known songs.
No, those. I used to live with a guy in Spain who was really into System of a Down.
Oh, okay.
But they...
System of a...
To be honest, don't do that little beady thing because Brady Beard bead because it's rank.
Was it something I said?
Well, pretty much, yeah. So anyway, that's our thing that we did.
We're going to have to come up with a better name for it than that.
The future things will be called stuff. I don't know. Future things will
have... A thing off.
Future things will be called maybe a thing off. Mm. Thanks.
Or thing versus thing. I just thought what that could also be.
I thought you heard.
That's cool.
If you were ever a DJ, you could be DJ Contaminate.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be Nate Cat with two T's, obviously. I love that guy. He's brilliant.
Yeah, he's definitely going to have pointy pat. Sorry.
Are we going to have to abandon this?
No. He's definitely going to have pointy pants when he hears this news, isn't he?
He is. Thanks for that, Liv.
That's okay.
It's a great mental
image. Come on, Duncan.
Sorry.
What's the news?
Be true to each other.
I don't know what that was.
Okay.
That was going to be it. That was going to be the end.
Oh.
That's fine.
No? I didn't get to say goodbye. But...
All right, okay, we'll do another one.
I like saying goodbye.
I'll do a different outro. We should do like a close but harmony.
Someone took my note.
Yeah.
I was going for it.
I did slightly
higher. Okay,
right. Do those again.
Love it.
Pink eel.
Pink eel is fine, Liv.
Okay.
If you want to try and get pink eel into the next story, you have permission. Dankeschön, Robert. And of course, Duncan. That was quite some probing, Duncan. You really probed him.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Not with your pink eel, though.
Less said about that, the better, I think.
Liv. That was well crude.
You said if I could get pink eel into the podcast.
Far too crude.
And I did. What?
That's one for the clip show.
Check, check, 3, 4.
You can count.
Yes, I can. It's really difficult. It's like when you read your mobile number slightly differently.
I hate it when people do that.
Yeah, they don't do the right number of digits.
Put the pauses in the right place.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, it's 5 numbers, then 3 numbers, and 3 numbers. Anything else is wrong.
And very confusing.
I had a banana for breakfast.
Have a banana.
Mm, I did. I peeled it like a chimp.
Cockney breakfast.
It was just laying on my desk looking pathetic like a little dead hitchhiker, so I thought I'd eat it. I don't know. I've never seen a dead hitchhiker. I have no idea.
I thought like a big thumb.
No, that'd be a really big thumb. Yeah. Should we start the show? I only understand 70% of what I say. It's weird. How do you pick up meat, Liv? I don't mean pick up meat. I mean,
how do I pick up meat?
Well, on a barbecue or something.
With tongs.
You know, in a bar.
Yeah.
With tongs.
In a. Very good. I'm glad I was recording that bit.
Let's go to space. China is going to take over from the ISS, the International Space Station, a topic we've discussed quite a lot recently.
Yeah, if the ISS hasn't, you know, crashed into the sun by then or something ridiculous. No, that's a stupid intro, sorry.
Isn't it this in next week?
Okay, so you had what for breakfast?
I had a couple of eggs. A
couple of eggs?
Yes, I know. I really branched out. I've been having eggs quite often instead of porridge.
Are you sure you haven't cracked?
Je sais pas.
You know what I'm saying.
Buff.
Puff. Donuts,
it's
what did you have?
It's not the kind of thing you should be yoking about.
No, it's not, is it? It's very white humour.
What?
Egg whites? Instead of black humour?
Albumin.
White.
Honestly, your jokes are a shell of what they used to be.
They really are. Guys. I feel like such a cock.
It's not really egg related, it's chicken related.
Chicken related, yeah.
Oh,
really.
It was a poultry
chicken
effort.
Egg. Poultry.
That was good.
That was good.
That was good.
Right, should we cluck on?
Yeah. This podcast is all quite silly, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I think maybe we're just doing it in a silly way.
I think we're being lighthearted, which is the idea. We're making topics accessible.
Yeah, I suppose none of the first four stories were silly, but we just were very silly about them.
I don't think we were. If we were, we have a problem. I think we were fun and accessible.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Fine.